important stuff.
Good morning. This is Lauren and Jazz with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, content warning, this following story includes themes of domestic violence. The Queensland Parliament has instituted legislation giving police the power to grant instant domestic violence orders, yet experts and advocacy groups have submitted requests for the government to reconsider the legislation. The laws will come into effect in January, with Police Minister Dan Purdy stating that the legislation would save hundreds of thousands of hours of police time, as the new police protection directives do not require a judge's oversight or the consent of a suspected victim. Throughout the parliamentary inquiry into the legislation, 70 submissions were filed calling for legislative reconstruction, with concerns around misidentification, in which a victim is falsely identified as the perpetrator, being the main concern due to the streamlining of the new laws. 44.4% of women murdered in domestic violence cases have been misidentified at least once, according to the Queensland Council of Social Service, with nearly all Indigenous women being identified as a perpetrator before their murder. The Queensland Police Union General President, Shane Pryor, responded to the concerns by stating that misidentification concerns were anecdotal, citing a decrease in the misidentification of women in domestic violence claims from 22% in 2022 to 12% in the last year.
Western Queensland Emergency Services are turning to Elon Musk's Starlink satellite instead of Telstra for reliable connection in some of Australia's most remote areas. Floods across the west earlier this year prompted the SES and local councils to take up the network powered by a web of satellites in low orbit over Earth to grant coverage to a vast swath of the world. Tech and communications experts aren't surprised by the move, as many other governments and companies are doing the same. What concerns them is the lack of alternative offered to rural and regional Australia. Telecommunications spokesperson Paul Buttle said that while the service is the outright best for people living out of the way, it has become essentially a monopoly and would be devastating to the communities who use it should it ever fail.
In national news, South Australia has been hit with a rare severe weather warning with expected winds of up to 130 kilometres per hour and damaging hail forecasted across the region. The extreme weather has led to a rare tornado warning being issued in the Adelaide Hills and northern suburbs region this morning before claiming the immediate threat has since passed. The State Emergency Service South Australia's State Duty Officer, Kane Murray, said they responded to 160 incidents this morning, responding to cases of roofs being torn from houses and fences blown over. The state is set to brace for oncoming heavy rain and hail throughout today.
The New South Wales State Government has announced $15.4 million in funding for the 62 arts organisations over the next 2 years through Create New South Wales Arts and Cultural Funding Program. This announcement comes a month after more than half of 158 applications for the four-year funding grant were rejected. The program allocates $7.5 million towards 31 regional arts organisations and just under $3 million towards 23 art organisations in Sydney. Many organisations stated that they had received cuts or rejections to previously successful grants. Director of Sydney-based Australian Design Centre, Lisa Cahill, stated the funding was at a third of what they received a decade ago. New South Wales Minister for the Arts, John Graham, described the regions as the big winners from the revamped program.
In international news, Japanese town Toyoyaki has put forward a proposal to urge residents to restrict daily smartphone usage to 2 hours per day in an attempt to combat high rates of phone addiction and related consequences, including sleep deprivation. If passed, this draft will take effect in October. However, there will be no penalties applied for individuals who breach the imposed limit. This debated draft proposal has since seen backlash online of users claiming that this limited daily usage is unrealistic and a breach of individual freedom. In response, Toyoyaki Mayor Masafumi Kokai explains that the limit is not mandatory, but rather to pose an opportunity for families and adults to reflect on and improve their personal phone usage.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny and continuing to warm up today with some light winds. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.